Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's getting to be that time of year. Kids are getting fired up, so are adults. They're going to parties. They're putting on costumes. Halloween is around the corner. I would also venture to say that's just the candy heaviest time of year.
I would hope so.
Obviously for children.
Yeah.
And then people that have children end up eating candy.
That is correct.
People that don't have children buy candy on November 1st because it's half off.
And they can eat candy.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I feel like whoever you are, like, you get around Halloween, like, you have some candy.
Now, right. Why is it that at Halloween, I feel like, for the most part, we try to do a good job with the candy, right? And then the other candy heavy holidays, Easter, and we're like, F it, here's some sweet tarts. You know what I mean? Like, no one really hands out chocolate on, maybe get a chocolate bunny. But other than that, it seems like you get all
the
those kind of
Reese's
have
the little eggs, the chocolate eggs.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a couple things.
There is a couple things, yeah. Mm. And you're right. And Christmas.
Jelly beans.
When I was a kid, like, you'll get some candy in your stocking.
Sure.
But Christmas seems much more of, like, there's cookies and brownies and stuff around.
And the truth, the kids want the gifts. You give them a cigar, they're like, yeah, cool. I want to open the gifts.
Yeah. And then Thanksgiving, you have pies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on. All right. So this has been over 17 years they've been doing this. We'll start with top-selling candies for every state. We'll start outside the top 10, all right? In Tennessee and in Idaho, what do you think their number one is?
Candy corn.
No. It's a legit one.
Snickers.
Good call. It is Snickers.
Yeah. Oh, no, thank you. Thank you. I don't need applause.
How did you know that?
I didn't.
Okay.
But he said legit, and I'm like, okay. So it's one of like three.
I don't think Idaho's had a Snickers in years, though. They seem a little angry. Tennessee. I mean, I don't know. First of all, Snickers is just a good bar.
It is.
Yeah, especially when you're hangry.
Also, I would say this, that another nice thing about Halloween, and I know as a kid, you're obsessed with getting a full-size bar.
Of course.
Which is a lot more prevalent these days.
Actually, they just did a study where a lot of the kids did not want the full-size bar, but it's the same theory as when kids are really little, you can hand them a dollar, and when you're done with them, they take six pennies because there's more. So they said the kids felt better grabbing like the little bite-sized Snickers.
Yeah.
And when you gave them a King bar, they're like, yeah, I don't want all this, which is nuts to me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I kind of prefer eating like, you could eat three different kinds of fun-size bars.
Yeah,
or just one or the other. And I also feel like when I was a kid, I was more apt to eat more candy if they were fun size. If I sat there with three whole candy bars, my mom would have been like, you can't eat all that.
Right, right.
Let's get into some little odd ones. Georgia and South Dakota. I like this candy. I'll give you a hint. It takes forever to eat. Because you got
caramels.
Not Tootsie Rolls.
Jolly Ranchers.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
that's not bad.
I like a Jolly
Rancher. Yeah, I don't mind the Jolly Rancher.
That's one of the sweet candies I actually like.
I like Jolly Ranchers. When's the last time you had one?
A couple years ago.
You had one last night?
Yeah.
For real?
What, you had an hour to kill?
Well, the wife and I went for a walk, stopped at 7-Eleven, got some Jolly Ranchers.
You ever had the Jolly Rancher chews?
Yes.
What do you get, green apple or watermelon?
I got cherry.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
I like Jolly Rancher. I just feel like sometimes I get bored, like, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, you eventually spit it out or just crunch it.
These are out. Miles, the only state that likes Tootsie Pop bestseller was New Jersey.
Really?
Yep.
Come on, New Jersey. Yeah, when you get the middle, it looks like crap.
Thrill, your favorite hard candy?
Blow Pop.
O-H-I-O. Ohio. Oh. I don't know why I can't say Ohio right there.
Wait, did you just spell Ohio to me because your mouth wouldn't say Ohio?
Yes.
I was like, O-H-I-O. I thought it was a clue.
I almost said...
You just spelled Ohio.
Yeah.
That is a weird condition. I'm from A-R-K-A-N-S-A-S.
Where are you from? All right, now let's get to the top 10. Now, this has multiple states. Again, these were the top-selling Halloween candies over 17 years. Arkansas, Massachusetts, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Virginia, and the Wisconsin Badges.
Is it a chocolate or a gummy candy?
This is a, it has chocolate involved.
Chocolate is involved.
Reese's.
Nope.
Damn it.
No, chocolate's involved. I'm guessing
number
it's 10
on the
candy.
List. Miles mentioned it earlier.
Tootsie Roll.
Butterfinger.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Number 9 on the list, let's see, but number 1 in Hawaii, Nevada, Rhode Island, and West Virginia.
Spam.
Whoppers.
Hershey mini bars.
Okay. What? You know, man, there's no... It's
it comes with, like, the four squares?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like all eating a plain chip, right? Everyone buys all the flavors, and every once in a while, you go back, you get a plain chip, and you're like, they're delicious. So when I get the Hershey, I'm like, you forget what it's like to just eat chocolate.
I'd rather have the Mr. Good Bar or
boring.
Crackle.
Right.
I'd rather have the mini fun
it's
bag.
It's not
just be able to
boring.
Get a dark chocolate. Yes, he's right.
Right, but hang on now. We can't confuse, right? I think that they're more talking about fun size instead of, like, the bite size.
Yeah.
Right? So if you just have a bite of the Snickers one, that's fine. The fun size one, that's four squares of quality Hershey chocolate.
Agreed.
I would throw. Delicious. Sometimes you let it one square just sit in your mouth and let
it
melt.
I never said it didn't taste good. I'm saying it's boring.
Do you think in that form, dark is better than milk?
No.
I like dark chocolate better, I think.
Well, I like dark chocolate better 100. Now, but I'm in my 40s.
Yeah, that changes. Yeah. That definitely
good
changes.
For my
something happens to your tongue.
Next on the list is Hershey Kisses. Those were number one in Arizona and Colorado.
Don't excite me.
I thought that's when you left a tread in your underwear.
All right. I know you guys are going to be pissed off about this. And it was number one in Maryland and in Utah. Maryland, I don't know how you got in here with Utah. Two different totally states. But think more
wafers.
Think more of Utah for this boring candy. I enjoy it. Nobody else here likes it.
Circus peanuts.
Candy corn.
Oh God. Come on. You're eating a candle. You're eating a candle.
All right, number one in Minnesota,
Spell it.
New Mexico. I don't know why I said north.
North Mexico. Better Mexico.
And North Dakota. I'm putting the letters in the wrong spots. All right, so New Mexico, North Dakota, Minnesota doesn't really fit with them.
Is it fruity? Is it chocolatey?
This is a chewy candy.
Starburst.
Nope.
Gummies.
Think New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Tamales.
Hot tamales.
Really?
There you go.
Right. That's their favorite?
Yep.
Did you never like the Atomic Fireball or Red Hots?
No. Those didn't bother me too much, but the hot tamales, to me, I'm like, do you want me to egg your house?
I never liked hot tamales. I was always a Mike and Ike guy.
I don't like those either.
I don't want spice with my candy.
I'm with you. But, you know.
Oh, but chocolate's boring, bud. You can't add spice to your candy.
I want
to
spice it up, not spice it up.
Pick a lane. All right.
Fine.
Five on the list. But number one in Indiana and Michigan. Again, gummy candy.
Starburst?
Starburst.
Ah,
okay. I love a Starburst, man.
That little two-pack you get at Halloween.
Yeah.
Again, like, I would.
That's
I don't remember the last time I bought, like, a tube of Starburst. But that little two-pack, it's like, get in here, you crazy.
Have you tried the minis?
Yes.
I can't get into the minis.
But do they taste different, or you just don't like the size in your mouth?
It bothers me, yes.
Yeah, but it's like a whole giant bag of them.
It is. So, like, you get, then I feel
Starburst,
like a fat ass grabbing, like, a handful.
Starburst, yeah, I know, I feel you. Starburst is kind of like the Reese's company, or Reese's brand.
Yeah.
Right? You had peanut butter cups, then there was Fast Break bars, now, like, half the candy aisle. So Starburst did the same thing, right? You always had Starburst, then they were like, hey, we're going to make something sour. Then they came out with those minis. Then they had gummies. Now they have, like, Starburst Air Puffs.
Really?
It's just,
The
minis feel like you had one Starburst to share with your friends, so you cut it up into fours.
I also, we talk about this. I feel like
so you're micro-starbursting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Number three on the list, but number one in Alaska, Delaware, Illinois, Maine, Nebraska, New York, and Texas.
Swedish fish.
Close.
Gummy bears.
What if those fish were misbehaving?
Oh, they're Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah.
Those are bomb, dude.
Yeah. We had a list once where it was like what they're called in other countries, and one was just like very bad children.
Wasn't that Germany?
Or something, yeah.
Yeah. Was,
so
very
you ever seen the giant
children.
Sour Patch Kid?
I have seen those, yes.
Yeah. It's a little bit taller. I like Sour Patch Kids.
They also have different like fruit flavors. They'll have like a strawberry or a watermelon one.
You could get a bag of just watermelon.
Those are really good, dude.
All right, Miles, you're not going to be happy because it's number two on the list, but it's number one in Florida, Kentucky, New Hampshire, and Wyoming.
Reese's Cup.
Yeah.
All right.
Reese's coming too.
Yep.
Which is my favorite. I have to admit. There are other candy bars I like, but I mean, as far as the tried and true.
Consistently from childhood to now. Yeah.
And Miles, you brought up a point earlier in the show. You was like, if you buy candy at a store, you're more than likely to buy a Reese's Cup. And you're right. Like, I feel like you eat fun-sized candy bar, or for me, if I go to the store to buy a candy bar, it's probably going to be a pack of Reese's.
Or, like, one of the big cups.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, man. That one with the Reese's, or the little miniature ones in there.
Sometimes they have pretzels in the middle. It's crazy.
And then number one on the list, Number one in California, Iowa, Kansas, North Carolina, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Vermont, Washington State, and Washington, D.C.
Milky Way.
M&M's. I don't have the knowledge here if they broke down, if it's just any version of M&M's, because you have peanuts, you have regular.
Almond.
Yeah. The almond ones. Like, that's how you, like, I buy those around Christmas, because you're just spending a little bit more.
The fudge ones?
Special time of the
year. I'll be getting dead honest. I've never looked at the price, but just because they have an almond in there, to me, they feel fancier.
Mm-hmm. Head chef, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.